Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Lamed Hey, Chapter 35, All Day Long. We speak a lot. Some brief research revealed that the average person speaks around 16,000 words a day. That's a whole lot of speech going on. What is the nature of that speech? What is it currently, and what could it be? Pasuk Chaf Ches, David HaMelech says, "Ulashoni tehaged tzidkecha, kol hayom tehilasecha." Metzudas David explains this pasuk to mean, "All day long I say your praises and speak about all the acts of tzedakah that you do for me." I once took a class with Rabbi Leib Kelevin in Eretz Yisrael. I think the topic was tefillah, and I remember Rabbi Kelevin saying that all day long we should be davening. And he explained, that doesn't mean that we go straight from Shacharis to an elongated mincha and to Maariv, or even saying Tehillim. He explained that all day long we should strive to be in conversation with Hashem. What does that mean, and what does that look like? It means that we have a constant awareness that Hashem is present, Shvisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. And we have a constant awareness that Hashem controls the world, and we have a constant awareness that Hashem is Malei Chesed, He's always acting with us in Chesed. And with all that in mind, it would be natural to be speaking to Hashem all day long. This means in our own words and about what's going on in our life. Although Rabbi Kelevin is also discussing asking Hashem for things, Bakasha, today let's focus on what David refers to in this pasuk, praising and thanking Hashem. So it may sound something like this. Your alarm goes off in the morning, and you say or think, "Thank you, Hashem, for the gift of the snooze button." You get dressed. "Thank you, Hashem, that my favorite shirt is clean." You go to the kitchen. "Thank you, Hashem, that the urn is on and there's hot water for my hot cocoa. And wow, there is even milk in the fridge." You arrive at school, first period. "Thank you, Hashem, my teacher didn't ask us to hand in our homework since I didn't do it last night." Second period. "Thank you, Hashem, that I knew most of the answers to that pop quiz." Or, "Thank you, Hashem, I think I did terrible on that quiz, but at least it was just a small quiz and won't really impact my grade that much." Skip ahead. You arrive home. "Thank you, Hashem, for that gorgeous sunset in the sky." Dinner time. "Thank you, Hashem, it's my favorite dinner." Or if it's not your favorite dinner, "Thank you, Hashem, at least we have cereal in the pantry." You get the idea. What do you think the life of someone who speaks and thinks like this is like? It's joyful. It's joyful because the person is focused on what is going right. It's joyful because this attitude is an antidote to negativity. And it's joyful because it keeps the person connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the greatest pleasure of all. Consider the following experiment. Maybe try to have one focused, grateful thought every hour on the hour for one day this week. Or maybe try to do it for a weekend. Or if it goes well, maybe extend it for a week. Even better than just a focused thought is get your mouth involved. Quietly say one sentence of praise or thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Consider using helpful tools, like an alarm or a sticky note reminder. If once an hour seems too much, how about using food as a prompt? Before you eat something, preface it with a grateful word or word of praise in English, in your own words, before you say a bracha. You can transform your life through this practice and over time become like David HaMelech, one who is Ulashoni Taged Tzidkecha Kol Hayom Tehilasecha. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.